Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show live from the G. Reiner Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler had to step away, but he'll be back momentarily. And you, as a Packers, are headed to the NFC Championship game with a win 32-18 over the Rams. And just before the break there, got brought up about Mike Pettine and this defense buying in since they had their little meeting with Pettine to try and make it a little bit more vanilla so they didn't have to think as much on the field or whatever the case may be. And it's resulted in plays like this.
They get the playoff. Goff pressured, and down he goes. Gary came there with the sack. Clark had some help as well. And this Packers defense up to the challenge today.
That added pass rush that we've seen the last several weeks, that highlight courtesy of Fox, yesterday, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Za'Darius Smith, Gary, all getting home.
Well, I will tell you this, Stephen, and I do feel this sincerely. They have the combination of the best four pass rushers in the game today.
Oh, that's a big – that's something
in the
big
game
there.
Today. Bar none. Of all the four teams that are left – they have the best four pass rushers that are left out of these four teams. Gary, two Smith brothers, and Kenny Clark are for real in obvious passing situations. And I don't know what the numbers are, how many sacks they all got or anything, but the pressure, because a lot of stuff is also about pressures and hurries, right? They get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They get a lot of knockdowns on the quarterback. They get tip balls. I mean, they are probably the best at what they do as far as rushing the pass. That's why I said it is imperative, and we'll get into the matchup a little bit later, but it is imperative that their run defense steps up and get Tom Brady in third and long. They have to get the job done on first down to get to where I think they're most where their defense is most dangerous is on third and long.
Leroy Butler joins us once again. Let's go to Eric, listening to The Fan in Green Bay. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening, man?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I got one dude that I'm really worried about this weekend, and that one dude is the leprechaun in Tom Brady's pocket. That dude is the luckiest football player I have ever seen in my life. I'm 54 years old. All right, he never should have gone to his first Super Bowl. They robbed Charles Woodson of his AFC championship winning moment to give it to Otuami and Deflategate, Spygate. This dude has had more people cheat for him.
Yep.
He has more the 16-0 season. I have never seen a football team where the referees showed more favoritism in my life. There was a game against Baltimore where they basically gave the Patsies the game, gave it to them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So, you know, yeah, Tuami's got all these nice stats and records and stuff, but that dude, to say he earned them, man, that silver spoon Woodside oath, I can't stand this man. Now the vanity, plastic surgery and hair dye, dude, you're 43 years old. Really?
Yeah, I saw, did he have plastic surgery? I saw that somewhere. Is that true?
His mouth looks like it was done by the same surgeon that did Meg Ryan's, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Come on. He does. Eric, thanks for the call. Look, I'm not a Brady fan either, and I call him the cheater all the time on the air. So I'm right with you on the cheating stuff. The whole vanity stuff that you were bringing up about hair dye and all that other stuff, I have no idea if any of that's
Brady
true.
Looked good, you got to explain. He looked good.
I will say this. Mason Crosby, I looked him up when we were talking about him. And he's, 36, 37, somewhere in that area. And that dude has as much gray hair as a 50-year-old. So everybody ages.
My nephew had gray hair when he was 11.
That's crazy. I mean, everybody ages differently. So just because Brady doesn't have gray hair doesn't necessarily mean he uses hair dye, man. John the Butcher in Muskego. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, John?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, John.
I got to ask you the question.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't been able to listen much lately, but did you say it yet?
John the Butcher, Steve, he's my butcher. And them lamb chops, absolutely incredible. John wants me to say that the Packers are going to the Super Bowl.
Because the last time you said it, they did and they won.
That's correct.
I haven't heard it since.
Yep. 100%.
He's too scared now.
I wait for Gary to say it.
Oh, no, I've always said, here's what you can bet on right now, John. And I've said this, I don't know how many more times I got to say it. The Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl, and Leroy Butler will be a Pro Football Hall of Fame. All of that's happening this year.
Amen.
I don't know how many more times I got to say it.
I don't know how you know this whole Leroy Butler Pro Football Hall of Fame thing.
It's all happening this year.
I know you got insight on everything, so I'm going to trust you when you
Butler
say that.
Butler don't like me saying it, but I'm saying it.
I hope you're right. I'm sure he hopes you're right. That would be amazing if you are right. That's for darn sure. Because, again, going into this whole Hall of Fame thing, thanks for the call, John. Going into this whole Hall of Fame thing, being in Tampa, you know, I'm assuming Lynch is going to get in, and he has no business getting in before Leroy Butler. We have said that many of times. If Lynch and Leroy get in, that would be awesome. That would be just great. Van Horn, direct toll-free talk line to talk with that guy, Leroy Butler. Gary says he's going to the Hall of Fame this year. You can talk with him. You can talk with Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Dial it up, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Let's go to Vince in Connecticut. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What's going on, buddy?
And Leroy, like I said, you are getting in the Hall of Fame this year, because if it goes to John Lynch over you, it's just a damn homer pick, because it's in Tampa for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So just wanted to say that. But anyways, I wanted to say that you had a caller, like a couple callers ago, saying that that we're going to the Super Bowl right away. And I know he picked the Packers to win it, but I'm going to say to that guy, like, don't you think this is a big game for Aaron Rodgers this week? Because, you know, the national media is going to hound that, he doesn't play. This is the only round he doesn't play good in. I'm telling you, I really do believe the Packers are going. I've called you guys all year. I really am confident with this team, like you are, Sparky, that they are going to go to the Super Bowl. I really believe it. And like I said, it's in Lambeau, and it's going to be hard to do this again, getting home field advantage. So, again, in a pandemic year, take advantage of this year too, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. And that's
– Oh, by the way, I'm glad you brought it. Gutekunst, don't sign nobody. Just let us roll.
We're good.
Yeah, don't sign. We're good.
We good?
Yeah, don't sign nobody.
But you can say don't sign nobody, but I'm assuming they're not going to have Valdir for this game either, more than likely.
Don't need him.
But – for the Super Bowl, he would be able to play in that Super Bowl. And I'm not saying start, but it would be great to have.
Oh, he already here. Now I'm talking about somebody additional.
No, right. I'm saying Valdir. With Valdir, if he's available for the Super Bowl, that gives you great depth going into that game. In case something were to happen, you'd be able to have that veteran offensive lineman to stick in there and not really lose that much of anything. Yes.
Steve, let me get back to this with Leroy real quick. Leroy, what do you think about that front four with Gary and the two Smith guys and Clark pass rushing?
That's the package the guys went upstairs about. That's the, because you got a guy that can play the run in Kenny Clark, and they 55 and 52, they're interchangeable now. They put it 52 inside, and they ran the game on that side. That guy's strong, man. He's just a strong guy. But that's an obvious passing downs, obviously, when you really have to have it. And now if I can just rush four people, it's a lot of things you can do on that back end without blitzing. But they also got another it's not like a NASCAR, but Kiki's been banged up. That's his package. That's when they really get after the quarterback, okay? Because they put 96 on the inside, which is Kiki, 97 on the inside, the Smith brothers, and you got 52 like a middle linebacker, and they're going after the quarterback. But Kiki's been banged up. They haven't been able to do it. But it just shows you the unselfishness when you're running those games, because the second guy sometimes get the sack. The first guy, you're really sacrificing your body. Said, I'm going to just free my brother up, almost like running a pick play. But it works because sometimes they'll leave you alone and you can come right up the middle and get a sack. So, and that's the biggest thing, Gary. They got to get Brady off his spot.
Yes.
But not only that, you got to be ready to go. That group has to be ready to go. So I don't know what with 50 Barnes' hand, how much that'll restrict him. So you got to get other guys ready to go just in case he go down again. So 54, man. 54, I wish I could have a nice conversation with him, man, in like a closed-door meeting with our mask on. That would be amazing.
What would you say?
Calm down. Just take it easy. Everything moves, he wants to go hit it. But that's the wrong – yeah, take it easy. You're a little too quick. Just slow it down a little bit. And because your A-gap is still your A-gap even when it moves. It may move on that stretch play. Stay in the A gap. He'll just take off running and assume the running back's going to B or the C gap. Next thing you know, the hole's wide open. So just, Martin, slow it down. Maybe take one more step back deeper. You can always come up and let all that trash start moving around. Then come up and clean it up. Because you don't want those 300 pounders getting their hands on you. After that, it's a wrap. You I used to be that way when I was a rookie. I had all this energy. I don't know if y'all remember these guys, but Dave Brown said, "Young Buck, come here."
He was like 100 by the time he played with you.
Slow it down a little bit. You're going to be good. I said, "Oh, okay. I got a lot of energy, you know." He said, "Well, just take it easy, because the energy ain't going to do us no good if you're not using it the right way." I said, "Well, that's a fact." So he was right.
Dave Brown, former cornerback with the Seahawks.
Dave Brown's amazing. Yeah.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, some news coming out of Tampa Bay. Greg Allman from The Athletic says, Bruce Arians says Antonio Brown, their wide receiver, getting an MRI today on his injured knee.
Yeah, he had an issue with
that
knee.
Yes, he did.
I saw him working on it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, in the first half. If he doesn't play, that really lends to good things for the Green Bay Packers on top of everything else.
He didn't play last time they put up 38, so I don't care.
That's true, but we didn't have a lot of guys playing either, to be fair.
Right.
All right, dial it up now. Let's hear from everybody across the state of Wisconsin, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire. Let's hear from everybody. Green Bay, of course. Van Horn, direct toll-free talk line, your only place. You can talk with two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, 855-830-8648. Philadelphia checks in next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Gary will tell you where he goes to shop for his jewelry.
The Jewelry Center. Or shoptjc.com. It's where everybody should be going, Leroy. Because if you're buying jewelry somewhere else, you're overpaying. You're spending way too much money. Go see my good friend, Dean Murray. He's the owner. How many places that you can go to and go talk to the owner? That's what I'm sending to. Dean Murray. Three locations, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, Tri-State National Bank Building, And a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. And listen, when you walk in the door, Parrell Station right there. Everybody is masked up. Everybody is socially distanced. And guys, listen, I get it. If you don't want to go into the store because of the pandemic, COVID, I get it, right? Well, go to shoptjc.com. You can shop and get anything you want right there online. And if you're looking to saving money, and you want jewelry, well, then you need to go to the Jewelry Center, shoptjc.com. Guys, you can build your own diamond engagement ring right there at shoptjc.com. And within 48 hours, they'll get right back to you with the price of the ring. They have also virtual appointments because of COVID-19. They also have wedding bands right there on the site. They're one of 10 jewelers in the United States handpicked to launch the Lightbox Jewelry. Guys, if you need curbside or a private meeting or anything because of COVID concerns, they will accommodate. Go check my good friends out today at the Jewelry Center and ask for Dean Murray.
16 stations strong, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
I know Elton and Lucas did a heck of a job handling their business, but I think I know they're going to get a lot of credit for doing what they did, but I don't think enough can be said about Billy Turner, what he's brought to the room, the versatility that he has, and being able to switch over to left tackle, because, you know, Dave's paid extremely well for a reason, because he's the best at what he does, and because it's an extremely difficult position to play. You know, there's very few, let's say, quarterback, cornerback, and left tackle are kind of the premier positions where it's, you know, your job is not like anything else, any other position. And so for Billy Turner to step up like that, no questions asked, and play left tackle for us, and that's phenomenal by him. And
Corey Linsley talking after the Packers take care of business against the Rams 32-18, now headed for the NFC Championship game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up this weekend on Sunday, 2 o'clock kick there. Andrew Siciliano just had tweeted out championship Sunday weather currently. Packers up in Green Bay, low of 28, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. Kansas City, low of 29, rain changing to snow. So it looks like both championship games will be played in the elements, and whatever teams adjust the best will probably have the best chance of winning. Sparky, Gary.
Well, I'm worried about what Vegas is saying, Steve.
That's like 3.5, both games. Both spreads were about equal. Home field
advantage.
Well,
that's a push then, Steve,
yeah,
ain't it?
Home field advantage is normally 3 points. So, yeah, for the most part, yep.
Oh, my God.
T.Y. in Philly, listening on the Radio.com app. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
What's up, T?
Hey, man, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Not much, man.
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Like you should.
No, I had to call my dogs and tell them I'm going to be watching the game and miss the 36 home state this weekend. I'm going to be in Tampa. So,
nice.
You know how that goes. The lady, she don't know the schedule. So she booked trips and around the football schedule. I'm like, oh man, but you know, I'll take the weather, but yeah, we go. I'm going to watch them go to the Super Bowl, man. In your home state, man. I'm going to definitely take my Aaron Rodgers jersey. I'm going to take my autographed number 36 jersey, man. I'm going to lay him on out on Sunday, man. I'm going to watch the Packers go to the Super Bowl. The Packers should be the favorite in this game. The eye test, they look like the better team. I believe that they will win the game. The thing that I would say concerned me, Patton, with those corners, I think he's going to have to take some chances, you know, this week against this quarterback. I don't think you can sit back 5 to 7 yards off and just let Tom Brady dink you up and down the floor. He's going to
turn.
He'll throw you a pick six.
He'll throw one, but if you give him that outside, you know, 4 or 5 yards, he's going to take that. But and just to add on to what Trell said a little earlier, the linebackers, you got to throw them safeties in there too. Both of them safeties are ultra fast, right along with them linebackers, and I don't think that we can make it to the NFC Championship game and have Aaron Jones be a non-factor like he was in the game in Week 6. But we're going to need him. But I feel like Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams will have a much better game. I know Tampa like to run their blitzes and their man coverage. Ain't nobody out there with Davante Adams being where he's at in this season is going to cover that guy one-on-one. So look for them to look for 12 and 17, man, to have a much better game than they did last time.
You know 12 ain't about throwing a pick six and back-to-back interceptions, all that other stuff, again, twice in 1 year. Ty, thanks for the call. I mean, that's just not happening, Gary, right?
No, it ain't happening. Well, yeah, no, that's not going down that way. And this Joker, 12, Rodgers, revenge factor. I mean, he all on that. I mean, that's his thing. I mean, you know, that's the way he rolls.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he says it. I'm not speaking out of school here, Leroy. I'm just going by what 12 says. I mean, that's his thing. But it, you know, listen, he feels a little different this year. I mean, you hear him. I mean, he just feels like every time he's doing a interview after the game where everybody's got him on these Zoom, seems like he's got like his nice cigar and scotch with him. He just sitting back kicking, reminiscing. Think about how great it is.
And I mean, he is definitely feeling good about things right now.
Doesn't he feel like he's got the scotch or some cigar? He's just cool.
Rodgers talked after the game about the fans being back at Lambeau Field.
Let me hear it.
About the MVP chance that were coming down and the whole deal. This is what he said.
Oh, man. Talk about just pure joy running out of that tunnel.
Pure joy.
You know, we've had a few hundred for a couple games, but it felt like 50,000 when we ran out of the tunnel. It really did. It was such a special moment. Forgot how much you truly, truly miss having a crowd there. And obviously that wasn't, you know, a normal, like last year against Seattle type of crowd, but it felt like 50, 60,000. It really did. It's hard to really put into words how special that feeling is, but you can feel it. It's so palpable. You can feel the energy of the stadium, and it's just different. It's different playing in front of a crowd. It really is. It's just a little more special and obviously more sweet. But I was joking with the guys in the huddle. There was a time I played the NBA 2K, like in the offseason, the video game. And there's what happens a lot of times is late in games, if like your stud player for the game is kind of had a good game and gets to the free throw line, they'll chant MVP. So I used to tease, my buddy Papa, I'd be feeding like Drew Gooden or Mark Eaton or, you know, some random obscure 80s or 90s or even 70s basketball player and try to get them, you know, score 40 or 50 in the game. And then always just kind of late in the fourth, they get a foul and just kind of hear that MVP chant. It's just something, it was just something special in those moments. And tonight I was just feeling what that felt like, just how sweet and special that chant is. I've heard it, you know, a few times over the years, but every time it kind of gets you, it's really, really special.
I don't know, man. I mean, this,
come on, Steve. Doesn't feel like he's got scotch, cigar, smoking jacket, just taking it all in.
It feels like he's like reminiscing on a career that's about to be over.
Well, that's what it feels like to me.
No, that's Drew Brees.
No, Steve, he got
a glass of scotch. Yeah. He's got cigar, smoking jacket. Yeah. Because that's what guys do. I mean, and I'm going to get you out to the club once we get through all this stuff, Steve. But I'm going to get you to the smoking club with Steve. That's what guys do, Steve. We sit at the smoking club.
Yeah,
Steve.
Old dudes reminisce about what happened earlier.
Yeah, we reminisce. We got a scotch. We got the cigar. You know,
there are guys driving all over the state of Wisconsin right now going, who in the world is Mark Eaton? And the man wears a shirt of Eaton the whole deal. Rodgers does. And I'm telling you, every time he says Mark Eaton, people Google like, who's this big, white, goofy-looking dude? I mean, that's what they say. But he was a decent basketball player. And no more Drew Gooden references, please. I lived through that. I don't need to go through that again. Al in Philly, listening on the radio.com app. What's up, Al?
Hey, man. How you doing, guys? What's going on?
What's up,
my brother?
Man, I'm so sick and tired of these Patriots fans / Tampa Bay fans all of a sudden, man, calling my phone, hitting me up, want to talk about all this trash. I can't wait till Sunday comes. So these dudes could be eating crow, they could go to heck home. Aaron Rodgers can continue his campaign of number one being the best quarterback in the league, MVP, along with going to the Super Bowl and winning the whole thing, man. I don't have no concerns whatsoever other than the next 5 days of waiting for the game. That's the only concerns I got. I like what I see on both sides of the ball. I guess special teams could be shored up a little bit, but listen, man, ain't no such thing as no perfect football team, man. But we damn near close. So I'm happy with what's going on. It's funny to see these little pundits on these shows now. Colin Callhurst saying we're the best team in football. After a year ago, he's saying Aaron Rodgers was a diva and this, that, and all. Man, listen, these dudes got the vapors and it's all good. I know what we're going to do on Sunday. So I'm just looking forward to it. I want to hear you guys for the rest of the week. We just going to ride this thing so we can't ride it no more, man.
It's
so
funny. We brought it up on post-game show the other night, Saturday night, Al, about thanks how the lot, talking yeah. heads would change their tune after this game. And, I mean, I didn't hear Kyle Hurd or any of those other guys, but I'm not surprised that not everybody's going to jump over. But there's going to be a lot of momentum behind Brady and his postseason success and everything that goes along with that. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. Again, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855-855 Your only chance to talk with two former Packers anywhere across the state of Wisconsin, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. And Gary Ellerson and Joe Zanzola, our producer, share one thing in common, and that's where they go for their cars.
Hyundai West Allis. Repeat after me. Hyundai West Allis. That is the place to go to get your new or used car. It doesn't matter. Hyundai West Allis has the deals for you. And it is a new year, and the deals are still rolling on at Hyundai West Allis. They had a record-setting year in 2020, and they're looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock. And to continue the momentum, they have decided to continue on with the $500 savings for you. And I'm glad that they did this. I mean, it's common sense here. Just mention my name, Joe Zanzola, Radio Joe, doesn't matter. Or you can mention Gary Ellerson's name as well. That also counts. And you will get $500 off any new vehicle in stock. Plus, as long as the green and gold are still playing, which they are, mention them as well as my name or Gary's name, and you get an extra $750 off. Hyundai West Allis, they will also beat any other Wisconsin dealer's pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will also get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Allis is located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues. You can visit them in person or you can shop online as well. Go to HyundaiWestAllis.com. It doesn't matter where you are in the state. You can negotiate and do business online. It's really simple, and they will send the car up to you when it's all said and done. It's a really, really cool deal that they're doing at Hyundai West Allis. Just make sure when you go there, mention my name or Gary's name and your favorite team from Green Bay.
Show serving up hot and fresh. I had a couple double stacks on Friday for lunch. Had a couple of the chocolate chunk cookies that Dan Plucker and Joe Zanzola, our producers, were very jealous of, not thinking of asking for when Sheila and
man,
the five people at Wendy's
dropped over.
Hey, how was your family style chili and family style nuggets, Gary Ellerson?
Steve, let me just tell you what I do because I do what I do. I mean, it was great that Sheila dropped the nuggets and the chili off, a big vat of chili off over here for us. And you know I have the chili nuggets and I put my chili over top of the nuggets. And Steve asked me, he goes, dude, I mean, doesn't it get soggy? I go, well, if you eat it fast enough, no, it's still got some crunch to it. But Steve, another thing I like to do with my leftover chili, because I had some leftover from Wendy's, is I wake up the next morning, Steve, and I have chili and eggs.
That sounded good when you told me that.
I know you had the bubble guts. Did you get your Metamucil?
No bubble guts, because you know what? Like I told Steve about the chili nuggets, I ain't fast. I take Prilosec. It's all good, cuz.
Oh, there you go. That's my boy.
Oh, my goodness.
I woke up the next morning. I had the chili and eggs with my little man. Boy, was that on fire right there. Y'all need to try that.
Hey, Gil,
you were right about something else real quick, Steve. Remember we had this discussion? I'll tell you about my Wendy's thing in the next break. It's hilarious.
Yeah, tell me about your Wendy's thing in the next break.
This proves that what Rami
Maglava, former co-host of this show back in Milwaukee.
Yeah, they know, they listen to this show. My friends, where they love it. They listen. They know who this Rami Maglava is. The comedian.
Go ahead, man.
I think he's still been a comedian, ain't Steve?
Yeah, still stand-up comic, yep.
Okay.
Very good.
He tried to tell y'all that you can have multiple goats.
Right.
This game is goat versus goat.
It is.
It's already a hashtag. This is goat versus goat. You don't have to get on. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Gary tried to tell y'all 10 years ago, you can have multiple goats. You just can't. There's no goat no more. These are team awards. That's what Rami said. Rami said that Tom Brady ain't win these Super Bowls. The teams won them. Because when he leave, the trophy's still back in the case. You don't take the trophy with you. It stay with the franchise. So this is about GOAT versus GOAT. Because if Aaron Rodgers discount double check type with the belt and spike the ball and walk off with his chin on his shoulder.
Shoulder.
That what you need. This is goat versus goat.
If we're picking random animals, I'll say it's goat versus donkey. Daniel in Toma, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Daniel?
Yeah, all year long I've heard about how bad our defense is, and I think they did really good. And I've always said they were going to be good. In the last game, they were missing five players on defense, plus our receiver got dehydrated because of the weather down there, and that's what people don't realize. But then all we have to do is not turn the ball over, and I don't see what could beat us. Yesterday, Drew Brees turned the ball over. Drew Brees actually was hurting. He had to be because he couldn't even throw down the field, and it was, they knew it was short. As soon as they got to the short pass, they were just defending it. Don't you agree or not?
Yeah, Brees hasn't been able to throw the long ball most of the year, Leroy, right?
I'm forgetting about the five players missing on defense when we played them the first time.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, everybody's like, injuries is everything, of course.
Yeah.
I think healthy-wise, I think we're healthier than most. And I also think, you know, like I said, just don't turn the ball over. And I don't see how we can lose. I mean, I'm not saying freak things happen. But
I'm with you, Daniel. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, my brother. I appreciate it. I love our callers. I really do. And our social media people. Joe, how many followers we got on a Big Show Network?
Leroy, we're up to 838. And
Claude, have mercy. We're going to get 1,000 shortly.
Well, can I ask something of you?
Yes, please.
I've been wanting to do this. Can you just tweet out through your large following that you have, because you are Leroy Butler, can you just tweet out, follow Big Show Network, please? We need to get to 1,000 today.
Okay, I like that, Joe. Don't be giving people time to procrastinate. We need this done today. Because if you give me time to procrastinate, you know I'm going to do it.
Well, just if you could do it at some point, you could do it during the next break. That would
there
be.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Now, remember, real quick, and then we're going to break this game down later, but I got to say this first.
Say this and say that.
When they were up 10-0, the Packers now were up 10-0.
Right.
The pick six happened. Right?
Right.
But Gary, moreover,
I haven't heard that in a minute, moreover.
Right, right.
Look
That's
at
Big
you.
Show stuff.
Yes.
The other pick happened.
Yes, right behind it.
Right. So if you look at the totality of these two teams, in the second year in Atlanta and with the Rams, San Francisco, these offenses are unstoppable. This is the new West Coast style offense. That Bill Walsh said this is what everybody should be running because you got five eligibles, at least four. I can out-scheme you. I don't care how good your linebackers are. I don't care what they run in the 40. I don't care where they eat at. I can out-scheme you. And that's what it's going to come down to. That's why Matt LaFleur has learned his lesson. When he was in awe of Shanahan. Hey, man, nice to meet you. How y'all doing, man? We're going to go eat. Yeah, let's go to law school. Chicken
we're
going to
eat. Where we gonna eat
we
at,
ain't
girl.
Doing that no more, man. He told McVay the gloves off. Now you got Arians, a guy that's thinking, hey, man, I can really cement my legacy if I win this thing with Tom. Because that's the only reason why we brought Tom down here.
That's it.
We didn't come here to get to the championship game. We brought him down here to win the Super Bowl. Because guess what? Tampa going to be terrible in the future. They ain't got no quarterback, man. The Saints, they ain't got no quarterback.
With
no
him
airplane.
And AB.
All these quarterbacks in these 40s, they got to win now, today. But the Packers going to do that and still got their quarterback of the future in 4 years.
God, look at you.
Claude have mercy. Boy, look at God. Look at
all right,
you.
Let's get.
God, look at you. Not look at God. Look at you. God, look at you right now.
I got to go grab my Bible in the break, man. I got to go read.
Get your Bible in break and make sure you get your Metamucil so you can clean your heart valves out.
Let's get to it.
Because I know Steve finna ruin it in the next segment. So I'm going to have my Metamucil right here next to my prune juice. So when he says something, I can just take a couple
spoonfuls. Yeah, you be ready to go.
And just be ready to go.
KJ in West Dallas, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, KJ?
That's my brother. That's my brother.
There he is.
Hey, hello, my brothers.
Well, hello, how? What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to you guys in your new time slot here.
Thanks for calling, KJ.
Thank you, KJ.
Congratulations. Well-deserved to get into this spot and be on the World Wide Web and talk to people all over the world. So that's a good thing, man.
No doubt. I like that World Wide Web, KJ.
Yeah. World Wide Web, bro.
Yeah, I like that,
bro. So I think that the two best teams are going to be playing in this game. I think Tampa Bay is probably, you know, almost as good as Green Bay. But it's really going to come down for me, whoever can establish the run and stay on schedule. You know, and don't get behind the sticks. If they can run the ball and continue to run the ball, the Packers, I think they'll win. They didn't do that well the first time they played in running the ball with Aaron Jones. I think it'll be a different story. Weather's going to play a huge part. I believe it's going to be 30 degrees and snowing. You know, Brady's played in the snow before. He's probably going to lean on his people that have played in weather, like Gronkowski and maybe Antonio Brown and whoever else he might have out there. But you can't let their running backs get off, because if they
You're
get
right
off,
about that.
It's going to be a problem. So, you know, I think it's going to come down to who's going to make the mistakes as well. Aaron Rodgers doesn't really make the mistakes with the football, but Tom Brady will. I'm surprised that New Orleans didn't touch him up as much, you know, very much yesterday. I think they got him once in the first quarter.
Well, and see, that's the big thing, though, KJ, is the last time they played and the Packers didn't get home on Brady nearly enough. Thanks for the call. And that is really, I think, what's going to have to change this time is, well, a couple of things. One, they have to get home and hit Tom Brady and beat that offensive line. And then, you know, everybody's talking about Fournette and Jones and all Tampa Bay's run game. How about them trying to stop our run game? Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and Dylan in the snow in Green Bay at Lambeau. It's a totally different experience. Hey, dial it up now, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. If you're on hold, we'll get to you coming up next. Plus, our Green and Gold Best Defense segment straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, a Green and Gold update, brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers beat the Rams 32-18 to advance to the NFC Championship. Big plays on offense, like running back Aaron Jones, starting off the second half with a 60-yard run, thanks to a big block by Corey Linsley downfield that set up another touchdown.
We've kind of been running that similar play a couple times and kind of seeing how the defense was fitting it, and they plussed a linebacker over, which left the middle of the field wide open, and it allowed Corey to climb up to the safety. So it pretty much popped right open, and it's good blocking up front.
Aaron Rodgers said as the snow came down to Lambeau Field, he took a look around at the 8,000 fans that attended.
It felt like 50,000 when we ran out of the tunnel. It really did. It was such a special moment.
The Rams came into the game with the number one rated defense in the NFL, Matt LaFleur, on what he told Rodgers before the game.
You know, basically I said, hey man, whatever you see out there, understand that, totally trust you're the guy in charge out there. So whatever you see, go with it.
Up next, the Packers face the Buccaneers, a team they lost to week 5, 38-10 in Tampa. Tom Brady, after the Bucs beat the Saints 30-20 in New Orleans.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's great for our team. And, you know, we worked hard to get to this point. Two road playoff wins is pretty sweet. We got to go beat a great football team, one we know pretty well. And, you know, Aaron's playing incredible. And we're going to have to play great to beat him.
That's Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Live from the G. Widener Plumbing Studios, it is the Wendy's Big Show. Time now to get our best, the Green and Gold Best Defense. We make our predictions on Fridays of what we think the Packers need to do on defense. In order to win the game, it's brought to you by Window Select. Right now, buy one, get one free, plus no payments for a year
Call Window Select today, 262-703-3500 for this. Dan Plucker keeps track of this stuff each and every week, one of our producers. What's going on, Dan?
Yeah, it was a really good week for all of us, actually. We'll start off with Gary. He said the Packers defense would hold Jared Goff to less than 225 yards. They sure did. He only had 174 in the game. Sparky and I were both worried about Cam Akers in the running game. I said less than 125 yards. Sparky said less than 100 yards. Yep, they kept him to 90 yards on the ground in the game. Joe said Goff would throw a pick and they would get a strip sack. The Packers actually did not force a turnover in the game. But Leroy, he said the Packers should keep Cooper Kupp out of the end zone. Well, they did that because he didn't play. So we were 4-1 this week. Pretty solid week from the guys.
And pretty solid week on defense as well for the Green Bay Packers. They did what they were supposed to do in this game against the Rams, and they just got to do it again when they get ready to take on Tampa Bay. Coming up in the next hour to lead off the next hour, another Packer legend, the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, will join us to lead off the top of the next hour. Looking forward to hearing from him. And then coming up in the last hour of the show, we'll check in with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. Don't forget to follow us at Big Show Network on Twitter. Obviously, you should be following at Leap36, at Gary Ellerson as well.
The power of Leroy Butler. We are now over 900 followers thanks to that tweet.
Well, Leroy's got like a ton of followers.
Yeah, I understand. But the power of Leroy.
The power of Leroy, no doubt. I mean, he's not Oprah, but he's getting there.
It's not over.
I wish I had our money.
Yeah, he's getting there, though.
Yeah, we all wish.
Yeah, he's getting to be there. Now, Joe, if you're really good at your job, you'll get us Oprah at some point. Now, that would be cool.
What are we going to talk to her about?
Well,
he's trying to get somebody else, though.
I've got someone pretty big and significant that I'm working on right
now. Not Oprah, but quite a few people.
Big and significant.
Yeah, big and significant. Bigger than Aaron Rodgers. All right.
Nobody's bigger than Aaron Rodgers. That's Matt LaFleur.
You'll see. Okay. All right, so stay tuned for that. Gilbert Brown up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I put on for my city, on for my city. I put on for my city, on for my city. Put on Eastside, put on Southside.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.